Hello, this is Andrew at Banyan Tree.
Hey, Andrew. Is John in by chance?
This is him.
Hey, John. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to follow up with you here real quick. We had extended a finance offer to the business about 2 weeks ago. You'd been pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. Looks like for right around $250K. Just kind of wanted to touch base with you there, see if you had anything in the pipeline we might be able to help you out with.
I think we're doing okay right now. I'm kind of in the middle of refinancing my own house. I can't do anything until that goes through this for agreements, my loan agreements.
I see.
So once it goes through, I think probably in the spring, who knows, you know. I'm curious. I mean, I guess that's essentially how you get through a job, one of these bigger jobs that require you to upfront complete the work.
Yeah, definitely, especially with the industry that you guys are in. I know you guys go through a lot of upfront costs there as far as the equipment and resources and all that. I mean, is that something you're running into a lot?
Well, I've bid some really big jobs that I probably would have needed money to get through it because they don't, you know, because they're government or municipal or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the case, but. All right, well, thanks for your call. I'm not interested at this time.
I mean, is there maybe, I know you said springtime, is that usually when, you know, projects...
You could check. I haven't really taken out a working capital loan. We're pretty well equipped right now. I don't foresee us upping the amount of equipment we have.
Okay, I mean...
More it would be like a working capital type thing if a bigger job came through, but I don't have any of those in the pipeline, but just knowing that I would have some type of financial support to complete it
of course
makes me feel more assured in bidding the process.
How often throughout the year do you guys take on government jobs? Is that a big portion?
Not very often, no. But they're there to bid, and you know, you got to just, before you bid it, you got to make sure you can get it done.
Of course.
You know, that's been my reluctancy to bid several of them, most because of the size and the amount of, you know, the payment schedule that was requested of the contractor.
Of course.
Essentially meant that you had to carry it for a month or more, you know.
I was going to say, how long of a net do they put you on? Is it like a 30-day, 60-day?
It varies per project.
Yeah.
You know, even if they do 30 or 60, but it's like the project itself is so big that by the time you get done, it's already 3 months later, and then you got to wait another 30, so it ends up being like 4 months, I think.
Yeah,
we've
worked with a lot of businesses in your industry, and I've heard a few nightmare stories there about, yeah, these guys get put on net 120s, the project takes 6 to 8 months, and they're not having any cash flow for, you know, half the year there. I mean, they're busy with jobs, they're just not really seeing the revenue, and that's kind of one of the uses there for a working capital, you know, just trying to kind of get you through that period there. But it doesn't sound like that's too often with you with the case, you know.
Yeah. No, but I mean, there was a couple jobs I bid this spring that if I had gotten the job, I would have had to do something to be able to make through it. And
gotcha.
I would be seeking out that assistance.
How large of operations there do you guys have there with the business?
Well, I mean, we've done, you know, several $200,000 and $300,000 jobs. You know, we do a lot of tiny jobs, but in middle, everywhere in between, but.
Is it
done big, and we can do big. We do it all the time.
Is it mostly residential work then that you guys
mostly
do?
Mostly is what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm focused on that. But I would, you know, the commercial industry is there for me to enter into.
Of course. I mean, I would just feel like the big difference there is just having the capital there to bid on the projects and be able to, you know, maintain operations during those bigger projects. Is that kind of just the bigger gap between the two?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. I got to go. Appreciate it.
No worries, John. Did you have an email by chance? I can shoot you my info. That way, if something does come up.
I mean, we have a loan with you guys anyway, I think, don't we?
With Bank of Cardiff?
Maybe not.
No. The offer we had sent out was based off some borrowing history you had with GE Capital a few years back, but I don't have any history of actual any
success. I'll seek you out when I'm ready.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. Have a good one, John.